front of the door, it's Dave!
Who?
Dave! D-A-V-E!
Dave?
Right, man, Dave.
Dave's not here!
Hey everyone, it's Dave, and welcome to another edition of Just What Do You Think You're Doing, Dave? So the other day, a friend and I were having a conversation about work, and we were talking about some of the quirky situations, kind of funny stories, amusing anecdotes about things that happen at work, and I thought I'd start a new segment that I'll bring around every once in a while. It's sort of a let's talk about work. I'll come up with a name for it over time. I don't know what I'm going to call it yet, but for now, I'm just going to call it Quirky Things at Work. And I thought I'd tell stories that kind of irrelevant and kind of funny and quirky or just amusing about the working world and some of the things that happen. And some of them are maybe a little more serious, some of them are just funny, but they're things that happen that kind of talk about work and sum up what the working experience is like. So I'm going to tell these stories. Some of them are mine, some of them come from other people, and I'll tell them all in the first person as though they're mine, though they're not all mine. So I just thought that was kind of an interesting way to set this up and have a little fun with it. If you have any stories you'd like to share, you can send them to me. You can send them to davesdisneyview@gmail.com. That's all one word. And I'll be happy to include them in a future audio podcast as well. So let's start off with a story that happened a while ago. And I was working for a large company. And there was a thing that was going on. They were changing the stock options that they had available to employees. They were going to make a change to it. And, you know, I'm like, okay, whatever, you're going to make a change to it. But they had to have a meeting where they were going to bring each person in and talk to everybody about what was going on and what was changing. So, you know, they bring you into one of these bigger rooms and they go, okay, so this is the way it used to work and this is what's going to happen now. And I'm like, fine, whatever, I'll go to this stupid meeting, I don't care. The reality was that I had never gotten a stock option. I had never gotten a stock award from the company. I'd worked there for some number of years and I never got one. So I was like, whatever, you're going to change something. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. So I go into the meeting and they're telling us about how, you know, they give out these stock options every year to employees. Great. Figured they did. And they give out so many of them. They gave a number of how many they give. And they were telling me that one in every two people gets them every year. I'm like, wait a minute. One in every two people gets them every year? And the amount, the dollar amount is, and they gave an amount, and I'll just use, you know, something kind of arbitrary, like let's just say it was $10,000 in awards, you know, restricted stock that they would give out every year. And one in every two people gets them. And I'm looking at it, I'm going, wait a minute. So it's $10,000, one in every two people. I've been here for 10 years, and I've never gotten one? Wait a minute, something's not adding up for me. So in theory, over the course of time, I should have gotten five of them, which means I should have had $5,000 in stock that I don't have. So you're telling me a story about something. Now you're telling me what I didn't get. Before, when I first came in here, I was like, whatever, you're just going to change the policy. It's not going to be there anymore, whatever. And I don't care. But now you're telling me what I didn't get. Now you've pissed me off. You've changed the way I thought about this from being just a lot of noise to being something where you're telling me that I missed out on something because for whatever reason, they didn't give them out. And then they go on to tell you that, you know, it was a very liberal policy and, you know, the managers had the right to give them out to, you know, pretty much anybody. They had a lot at their discretion that they were able to give out and they should have been giving out this many and this and that. And the other thing, I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute, then I got totally screwed, royally screwed, because I never got any of these, but they were giving them out like candy. Just thinking to myself, this is so dumb. And now you're telling me what I'm not getting and what I've missed out on. It's insulting when things like that happen in the workplace. And you think to yourself, wait, why did it come to this that I am going to hear about something that I didn't get that I should have been getting and whatever. And it was really silly and obnoxious. And then they talked about, you know, more about the dollar amounts and they were changing the way they were going to do it. And it was going to be less liberal and there was going to be fewer options they were going to give out, and it wasn't going to be, you know, restricted stock anymore. It was going to be some other kind of, you know, stock options of some kind. I don't know, some other more complicated thing to use where you couldn't, you know, it wasn't just free money, basically. with these old restricted stock awards, it was basically free money. They were just giving you money and you could use it how you wanted to use it. You know, you would get the stock and you could sell it at some point at whatever price point that they issued it at. And of course, the company was doing well. So, you know, the stock price was really going up. So people were making tons of money on it. I'm like, wait a minute. You know, and it just, it goes to show you that sometimes companies don't think through the policies that they have. And when they decide that they're going to tell you the policy that they've changed, you kind of have to go, wait a minute, that's not fair. I got screwed. Hold on a second. And there's just something funny about that. And I think you can relate to kind of the sequence of events that happens there. So there you go. That's the story I wanted to tell this time. And next time I'll tell some other story about something else quirky that happened at a company. And I hope you enjoy it. Hey, thanks very much for tuning in. And remember, if we can dream it, we can certainly do it. Bye now.
What's your point, David?